I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I talked with Trent Saunders, who plays St. Jimmy in the touring production of Green Day's American Idiot. Trent's got the life, man. Right after I talked with him, he was about to go play laser tag with his castmates while they were in Baltimore. He's been to Europe, where he said he had a blast, and best of all, he gets to sing Green Day songs every night. How cool is that? I saw the show when it was on Broadway and liked it a lot. The set was amazing, and if you're a fan of Green Day, you will absolutely love it. I talked to Trent about his life on the road, how he got the part, cell phones in the audiences, and a whole lot more. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers, because every little click does help. And do you guys need a website? Because every actor needs one, and Daily Actor is here to help. We do custom websites that are affordable, and it's not going to kill your bank account. We also sell casting director mailing labels and have a great actors resource page. Check that out, and also be sure to take a look at our other interviews on dailyactor.com. And now, here's Trent.
I saw the show on Broadway, and man, I gotta think it's completely awesome to be on stage singing some Green Day songs.
Oh, absolutely. It's the best job I can imagine. It really is.
Yeah. And so you play St. Jimmy in the show.
Indeed.
With his, with his look and dress and songs and attitude, I kind of imagine just playing him every night is a blast, too.
Oh, it totally was. I mean, and the transition that came, because I was a clean-cut, brown, curly-haired dude who just kind of was smiley and happy-go-lucky, when I started this process, and now I'm kind of, I have the ability to be the person who walks down the street and people cross the street to avoid it because I have my blonde mohawk so it's been a really interesting transition, and they did incredible. The artistic staff, really worked to make me a force, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
When you auditioned, was this the part that you went to audition for?
No, not originally. I just came in and did it in a general audition, and then I was called back for Johnny and Will, because I played guitar, and then I went further into the callbacks for Will, and then at my final callback, they had me. I went in and I did my dance call, actually, and Michael Mayer saw me and was like, give him the St. Jimmy side. I was like right before I went in to do my Will side, and so they added St. Jimmy sides, and I, threw it together and got the part.
Wow, really?
So, yeah, it was really, smash and grab, really fast. So I didn't initially just get cast straight up as St. Jimmy. They cast me in the ensemble. They were like, we want you to be in the show, and we think we want you to be St. Jimmy. And they gave me kind of a tryout run when we did a workshop week in May, a year ago. And then from that workshop week, from the presentation for the producers, they were like, yeah, definitely, we want you. You're the guy we want to be St. Jimmy.
Nice. So,
yeah.
So I wonder how they saw, the nice clean-cut Trent, into...
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely... I think it took some time, because there were transitional stages. They first they just shaved my head into this, messy mohawk with just the brown hair. And then when we got into tech, actually... They were like, it's still just, it's not enough. And so they bleached it blonde.
Wow.
So now I have my blonde, straightened, full, spiked up mohawk.
Yeah.
For the show. Which is cool, because I'm the first St. Jimmy who's ever, all of the St. Jimmys always had black hair, They actually had to change, and they were all white, and I'm half black. So they had to change, actually, a lot of the lighting, too, for me. Merely just because I'm a different color.
Oh, really?
Between hair and skin, yeah. So he had interesting. He had I think he used to be a lot of red. And for me, a lot of the light they hit on me is yellow because it makes my hair just light on fire. It's really cool. I've been told. It's not like I've actually seen myself in the light.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of that, man, I don't know if it's the exact same, but the set and the lights and everything about the show on Broadway, it was just fantastic. You know?
I mean, yeah, truly. I mean, there's a reason that they won, you know, the Tony for set and lights. It really... He's one of the most more spectacular lighting shows I've seen.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Absolutely. How long have you been on tour?
So we started. We did kind of a free UK tryout in September, and then in October we went and did the UK premiere, and we toured all over England, Scotland, Ireland until December. So we started touring pretty much in September.
So how is it going on tour? I mean, to UK, I would think that would just be fantastic. And then you're all around America now.
Yeah, now we're all around America. But the UK was a life changing experience. It really was. It was incredible. Because it was my first time being in the UK.
Yeah.
And the audiences, I mean, were so receptive. Surprisingly so, because, you know, there is a side to the show that is a very American message, you know. Obviously, it's called American Idiot.
Yeah.
But Green Day has such a presence there that people were really, really pumped and really excited for the show.
Yeah. Do you guys get to, like, hang out during the day and sightsee and all that stuff?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, we were sightseeing every single day. We were out every single night seeing the night scene, and it was so fast and furious. I don't know how I survived, but somehow, we were actually, me and one of my castmates were just talking about it, because we probably were sleeping, like, 5.5 hours a night.
Yeah.
Every night, because we wanted to be out everywhere all the time, because all of us were, you know, taking in everything.
I can imagine. I mean, this has got to be, like, the cool... I mean, you guys are all around the same age, you're in new cities every night, just hanging out. It's got to be such a blast.
Yeah, it's cool, because, you know, because the cast used to be on Broadway and in the First National Tour, it was, you know, the average age was probably late 20s, even early 30s, and now the age ranges from, like, 21 to 25 with two 28-year-olds.
Uh-huh. Old bastards.
So, I know, right? They're the grandpas.
Yeah.
Our favorite son in our will is grandpas. But you know, I think it works really well because the show is written about that age group, you know? So we bring a real sense of energy and a youthfulness to it, which I think really comes off well and creates a new experience that's a little bit different.
When you first go on tour, is it like the crazy schedule? Is it something like your body and especially your voice has to get used to?
Vocally, I definitely had a transitional point because, you know, St. Jimmy's so taxing and I was a little worried at first because I wasn't sure whether my voice was going to be able to handle, you know, scream belting 8 shows a week.
Yeah.
But you kind of work in the muscle memory, you know, and now pretty much however I'm feeling, I can walk on stage and do the same and know that I'm going to give a worthy performance every day, you know?
Yeah.
And that's helpful, that confidence to know that my body knows what it needs to do,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Do you guys on stage get as irritated as I do, like when some jackass in the audience doesn't turn his phone off?
Absolutely. I mean, there are times when, like, my favorite was there was a time that a person was clearly taking pictures, and so that little orange light that comes on when you're like, they weren't flashing, but the little orange light just kept going off and off and off. And so I told one of the crew members, and I was in the middle of the Death of St. Jimmy scene, and I'm on the staircase, and I watch my buddy and the crew, and he comes out in the house and just, like, not grabs the person, but, like, points at them, and they're like, "You need to stop," in the middle of my number, and I was like, "Yes!" Yeah, so, yes, it is, we do know it is annoying, it's not something that, you know, we can just ignore. It is pretty annoying, and it does distract. So, yeah.
Yeah. Any other crazy things happen, like while you're on stage?
We've had a couple of we call them raptor attacks, where people will have to call out mid-show because obviously the show is so physical.
Uh-huh.
And we have a couple of people with chronic knee issues. And so we've had a couple of shows where people have had to, like, we've had to pull our swings in mid-show.
No way.
Yeah, and they're always there. They're ready to go on, you know, at a moment's notice. And sometimes they'll be in the house actually watching the show, and then our stage manager will have to just radio them because they have a radio. So they'll be like, get backstage.
Yeah.
And so they come running.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah. It actually happens. It happens more often than you might think it does.
Like
that doesn't mean it happens a lot, but it, you know.
Like the lead roles or ensemble?
No. Never. That's never happened with a lead role, but yeah. Ensemble-wise. Because they're the ones who take the beating. They're the ones who are doing serious, serious physical work.
Uh-huh.
The entire show.
Have you ever had to clock out and let your understudy go on?
Actually, last night I was off.
Oh, really?
For the second time since this tour began.
Wow. Were you sick or were you all right?
No, I actually had to run into the city for a callback.
Oh, nice. Okay. Hope it was something good.
Yeah, it went really well. So I got approval to go leave and you know, go to my Brooklyn callback and come running back down.
Yeah.
And that's actually cool because I got in like just after St. Jimmy, so I was able to walk in and watch my understudy do his thing. It was really cool. Oh, he rocked it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
but that's also what's cool is that my understudies are so good.
Yeah.
You know that. Everyone, the level of talent of across the board is just so high, and so we don't have to really worry when understudies are taking over, or, you know, because they got it unlocked.
Yeah, totally. So you graduated from University of Miami with, like, an acting degree?
Yeah, musical theater.
Okay.
A Bachelor of Music in Musical Theater.
And then from right there, did you, like, head up to New York?
That audition process started during my senior year. It happened in, like, February, my second semester.
Oh.
And then we were getting called back. I went up to New York. We would go up to New York during our spring break to do a showcase. And so we had a call back then. And then I was mid, like, our spring show musical was Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. And I did a Sunday night show, flew out, had a call back Monday, had a call back Tuesday, flew out, did a show Tuesday night.
Nah, wow.
To do the final callbacks for this show. That's also, you know, what was happening during all of that.
Wow.
So that was insane, that process. But it was, you know, that's what we thrive off of, us in the theater.
Yeah, you know
that craziness.
Yeah, like I've had things like that happen to me, and it's like you always you think you won't, but like you always rise to the occasion, and you're actually better when you have things like that.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Exactly.
What's a nightmare audition you've had? Like one of the worst things that's happened to you.
You know, I have definitely gone into an audition just not prepared at all and gone up on everything, like just not remembered any of the words that I was supposed to be saying, and had to kind of just make things up. Yeah, that's happened before.
Yeah.
Luckily, it happened in an educational setting. You know, I haven't, thank God, gone into a serious professional setting and done that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, when you're in the middle of college, sometimes you just don't get an assignment done.
Yeah, of course.
And
I knew that.
I had not done my work for the audition because I was busy with, you know, the 18,000 other things that I was doing. But yeah, it was one of the more bad feelings I felt in my life.
Thanks, Trent, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Follow me on Twitter at Daily Actor and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Daily Actor. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.